I don't know how it is for you, but the grace of God completely blows me away. And the more I wrap my heart around the truth of God's grace, His mercy, His love for me through Jesus, the more incomprehensible it becomes. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Why that reaction? Because on the one hand, I can see all that He's done for me, but on the other, I can see my rebellion, my sin, knowing that what I deserve is God's punishment. And we're all the same. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. So for many years, my instinct was to run away from God, to hide. But the instinct of those shepherds in that field on that night, when the angels told them the good news of their Savior's birth, their instinct was to run towards God. Luke chapter 2, verse 16. So they went running and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the feeding box. And in that stable, in that manger, in that smelly feeding trough, they discovered that the grace of God is so sublime, so humble, so gentle. There are times in our lives when our sin is so deep and dark that our instinct is to run away. With every fiber of our being, we feel this urge to turn our backs on God and to run and to hide. That's what sin does. But friend, Jesus came for you. Christ came to be your Savior. Turn back to Him, discover His grace, discover a love so great that God would send His very own Son humbly into this world to suffer and to die for you so that your sin could be forgiven, so that your slate could be wiped completely clean. Jesus, that's God's word fresh for you today. Friend, if you're struggling with the things in your life, if there's something that's getting you down, then I have some great news for you today. Because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.